Hot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and I'm here with Starman Michael Gaines.
Don't do a remake of my life.
Also here, Karaoke Bob is back.
In my new artsy set.
Artsy fartsy. That's right. Arlith is here.
Home with Con Crud from Fanime.
Yes. This week's the top story of this week is Leo's dick.
Oh. See, that's what happens when all the shows go on a hiatus and the summer blockbusters haven't happened yet.
You know, we've got movie news. Don't worry, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And a little bit of TV news, I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's still stuff happening.
So let's touch on Leo's dick, shall we?
Yeah, I had to fill in a few people here because half of us know what that is and half of us don't know what that is.
I don't know if I should abstain from this conversation.
Oh, it's the last time on the network. Don't abstain from anything. Come on.
That's true. This is the last episode
we
on the Geek News.
Starman Michael Gaines raw.
Why?
Please. This is a whole thing. So, Leo Laporte, anybody who knows about podcasting or tech, any of those worlds knows who this guy is. And he's got a bit of a track history here of trying to demonstrate some sort of tech, but using his own personal either application or technology, which is full of his personal things, and sometimes very personal things are shown on live internet television, whatever you want to call it. But he's got a pretty big following, so it's big enough that, you know, people are like, hey. You know, in the past, it's been, oh, I guess Leo's getting divorced because he's just showed a bunch of emails and texts about an affair he's having. So he had to come out and be like, yeah, you know, I've been separated from my wife for a while, blah, blah, blah. And they were very, like, you know, intimate texts that were shown. Things like, oh, I could still taste you and shit like that that you don't want to read or hear from a 70, almost 70-year-old guy. And it's that. So this time he was demonstrating the new iPhoto update, which is Photos, and there in his group of pictures was a picture of what we can all assume is his penis. If it's not his, it's somebody's in his photos. Right next to it. Now, nobody's talking about the picture right next to it, which was apparently, which is, you know, appeared to be his new wife, naked and dead. You know.
How old is his new wife?
I don't know. But she was the producer on the show or something, right? Is that right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
This is why Mr. Tech Guy should know about, you know, those programs on your phone that hide your photos in a private passworded file.
Here's,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my thought exactly, is he probably does, which means that he wants this stuff out.
Maybe he's like,
it creates a buzz, probably doesn't give a shit at this point. Like,
maybe,
you know,
he likes showing off his wife to the public.
I just don't get it.
Was it a
this is the first time it's happened.
What?
Was it a worthwhile wang, or, I mean...
Well, it'll probably make you feel good about yourself.
Well, many do, so, you know, it's fine.
No, there was nothing good about it, no. Which is funny, because I did see someone else I know on Facebook. I don't know if she works for Facebook or does some freelance or something about, like, security checks on photos, and one came through with a bunch of pictures of dogs.
Oh, I saw that today. Yeah.
Dog, big, giant wiener, dog.
It's one of those, security, or Facebook will bring this up so that if you're trying to post, like, a link, they're like, oh, well, pick out all the pictures of the cake to prove that you're a real person. This was pick out all the pictures of a dog to prove you're a real person, and one of them was just his random picture of a penis.
It was a huge penis. Yeah.
Ow.
Love technology.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
It really what? Is. Great. Yeah.
So that person posted the screen grab of the security check, and of course it got flagged as inappropriate. Jeez.
It's something anyway, that Facebook posted to that.
Yes, exactly. Facebook posted the inappropriate photo, and then that was that. So, yeah. Anyway, Leo's dick, big news around the tech community these days. As a result, he's killed the live chat and live behind-the-scenes video for the show, which is kind of a big deal for him because that was sort of the thing he always kind of, you know, that was the whole transparency thing with their show. And I mean, that's also really...
That's transparent, all right.
Yeah, if I wasn't so lazy, we would have live chat for this show and if actual people showed up and, you know, cared. But no one does. But, you know...
It's the network. Once we get onto the new network, people will.
That's what it is.
We're getting on a new network? What are you talking about?
Oh, is that network non grata we're not supposed to talk about?
It? No, we've been talking about it for like 3 weeks.
I know, that's what I thought. It's like all of a sudden it's bad now?
No.
We're good. Oh, okay.
No, this is the last one. And I'm not sure even that our boss knows that this is the last one.
Oh man.
Whatever. All right, well, moving right along. You know what we don't have on the list, but it just popped into my head. Who has seen the leaked Supergirl pilot movie show?
I have.
I have not. I saw the trailer, but I've been pretty much offline as far as that kind of stuff since Friday, so.
I watched it.
The whole pilot's been leaked.
Yeah.
But this happened with The Flash. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's out there. Just do a little bit of interneting, dude. You can find it. You could have been ignoring us for Supergirl instead of the Bionic Woman this whole time.
All right. So should we talk about? I can talk about non-spoiler stuff.
Yeah. We can talk about non-spoiler stuff.
All right. It's very simple. This just does not feel like a CBS production. It feels like a CW production, and not even a good CW production. And I'm having a lot of trouble with it. And like, I've been a Superman fan for like ever.
You're the biggest.
Yeah. And so it's not so much like the story. They actually got the story kind of right in the beginning. The second half was just like the special effects were okay. The problem I had was that there's just a little bit too much overacting and the directing was just not very good. I actually don't have any issues with the story at all. Story is fine.
Yeah, because the story was terrible to begin with, so they stuck with it.
Well,
they stuck with the same terrible story.
There's just something about the story where I just go, what? What? But.
Well, yeah, so did I, and you told me that that's how the story goes.
the first half of the show is.
It's supposed to not make sense. Oh, then it's
the
totally
second half. The second half was the part where you just go, what?
Well, it's because they try to make sense of the stuff that doesn't make sense, I think.
No, I think that it could do well. It could have been, the production quality could have been better. And then there are people that are on my Twitter feed that think it's, like, somebody said, I loved it so much I watched it twice.
And I almost watched it again because I really only half watched it the first time, but... It's very...
Well, at least it was gripping.
Yeah. It was very, how do you put it? You know those movies like The Devil Wears Prada? It's like that. It's a lot of, like, you know, the new age working girl kind of thing.
It's very, like, catered more like a drama than a superhero movie?
Like more like Melanie Griffith in Working Girl?
New age, I said. New era. Oh. Yeah, sort of, though. I mean, it's like...
I was just watching The Bionic Woman. That is new era.
Yeah, from the 70s, not the newest. You know, they redid that in, like a few years back. Yeah,
Bionic Woman was a big deal in the 70s.
Yeah. Actually, that's who I thought was in the Supergirl remake, but it wasn't. Like, pointed out that it was not. I don't know. I mean, it is very like. I can think of several movies, but I can't think of the names of them. those ones where it's just like the you know, girl who's trying to work in an office movie, you know, and then runs into somebody who's giving her some shit, and then she, you know, comes out ahead, comes up with some great idea, and proves it all, and whatever. I mean, it's
like,
that kind of stuff.
Like Legally Blonde.
Yes, like that. That kind of stuff.
Now I'm getting you.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. I don't know. I told Mike. I feel like the DC is just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks. Like it's just stuff. Their stuff is all over the place.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Marvel's got it planned out for the next 25 years or more, and DC's like, well, I don't know. Maybe people will go for this sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe they'll go for this.
I'm really kind of excited for what is it? Legends of Tomorrow. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Is that what they're calling it? Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on.
That does sound familiar.
I think that's what they called it. No.
I heard that was bad.
Let me see if I got the name right.
For Extraordinary Gentlemen, because they're rebooting that too.
Yeah, I saw they're redoing that.
Yeah.
Was that it? Was that what you were
saying? DC thinking? Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know what that
is. It's DC. It's they have brought. I don't know if they're canceling Arrow and Flash or if they're keeping them on, but it's a show that's going to start up in 2016. The 2015-2016 series. It's a spinoff from Arrow and the Flash and exists in the same universe.
That could be.
It's got. It's got Professor Firestorm, it's got the Atom, it's got White Canary, Rip Hunter, Hawk Girl, Heatwave and Captain Cold, and Jay Jackson in it. And of course, Arrow and the Flash are in it as well.
Bob's a big Flash fan right here.
I like the Flash.
I love
it.
You guys can discuss the Flash.
I'm a Flash. So I'm huge on Flash and Arrow, and I'm really excited that they're coming up with this Legends of Tomorrow because Hawk Girl's going to be in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Hawk Girl gets enough love.
Hawk Girl has been showing up in cosplay a lot recently. I've seen her at a lot of cons. And good ones, too. Like, I think it's interesting.
Do you think that...
And I think it's really cool...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I think it's really cool that they cast Dominic Purcell and Wentworth Miller as Heatwave and Captain Cold. Because those two work so well together.
Is that the same guys that are in The Flash currently?
Dominic Purcell and Wentworth Miller?
Mm-hmm.
They're Heatwave and Captain Cold.
Oh, all right.
Have they showed up in... I'm a little bit behind in The Flash. I just
watched Arrow. I thought they did. Well, they weren't good guys in the Flash.
No. Captain Cold is a villain.
Yeah. Right. Same thing.
But they touch that on that in that they because they of this. And in that trailer, they touch on it. Captain Cold's just like, I can't imagine a world in which I'm a hero. And Rip Hunter's like, you guys aren't heroes. You're legends.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, because it wasn't the last episode. It was the episode before the last episode of The Flash. The Flash tried to. Enlist Captain Cold to help him, and of course it backfired miserably.
Oh, yeah.
He was rogue, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of those episodes of The Flash. I kind of popped in here and there and felt like I didn't miss anything. So I'll probably just like watch that last one because everybody was like, oh my God, about stuff. And I'm sure I'll be like, oh yeah, that stuff.
Yeah, I got to finish.
I don't, that's not one where I feel like I need to watch every episode. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't care that much. I appreciate
depends
it,
on the week. Really depends on the week with The Flash, because there have been episodes where there isn't a whole lot going on in a serial sense. I mean, where there's, they touch on a few things, but you know, you could watch an episode that you kind of pop in and get it. But there's, you know, there are common threads. There are things that happen each week that
He's been like trying to get his dad out of prison, redeem his dad, and then figure out who killed his mom. That's like the whole thing, and some shit happened in between.
Right, which they have now.
Yeah, it's
not like Arrow, where like in Arrow, there's a lot of things, little things. If you miss them, you're just like, wait, what?
Right.
Well, at least so that's how I felt. So
now, like at the end of Arrow, Thea is who they've been calling Speedy the whole time is now truly Speedy.
Althea.
Yeah.
Althea. So she dons the Red Arrow costume.
Oh boy, I have no interest in Arrow. I never had any interest in Arrow. Flash, I used to watch the old show. I used to read the comic books. I mean, I like the actors in the show. I like that they pulled the old, what's his name, from the old 90s show in there.
John Wesley Shipp.
Yeah, him. And I like that the guy from Chuck, I think he was in Chuck, is the other, I assume he's the other Flash or something's going on with that guy.
The reverse Flash, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that actor too. I've seen him in some stuff.
Luke Skywalker was in it, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
doing like the I'm your father trickster bit, which is like, oh please. And then the next week I met him and I was like, oh, you're old. They had to like wheel you in for this and had to do that line like 1,000 times probably.
Real? Not that old.
Yeah, but he really seemed out of it when I met him. It was just very, very weird. He seemed very like, I don't know where I am. Anyway. So we got tons of movie news. We touched on the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen reboot. I don't know if they've got anybody cast in that or talking to anybody.
I don't know.
Read this story. I just saw the headline.
Oh, what, they're not going to get Shane West back? My buddy?
No, I don't think they're going to have Sean Connery either.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man might be in it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've got, Point Break has already been remade. There's a trailer out. So.
Yeah, so what do we think about the trailer?
Starring no one you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Straight to video is what I say. I don't understand.
I don't know. There are some movies that are so classic. I don't understand why they had to be remade. Like they remade Conan the Barbarian.
Like Point Break.
What?
The classic Point Break.
Are you telling wasn't me that? Dad?
Wasn't Ted in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a classic. I feel like it's just a movie that doesn't need to be remade because it sucked.
It had its moments.
I guess. I don't know.
So does The Flash.
Anyway, go on.
So there's going to be a sequel to Conan the Barbarian with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Apparently this is going to be a direct sequel to the first one, not the second one. And from what I've read, it's going to be like Unforgiven, where Conan's going to be old and he's got somebody that he's bringing up or something like that. I don't. It could be
interesting. He's going to be old. He's got no choice but to be old.
And I guarantee
seriously,
you he'll be back.
I didn't know that Arnold was still acting.
Oh, he's done a bunch of stuff.
There's a new Terminator movie out.
He was in.
What was that one where he was the sheriff? He was in the Expendables. Was that movie that he was in the
where he was Maggie, the sheriff? Where his daughter is a zombie.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
It was one that was just came out. It was called Maggie. His daughter's a zombie. He's mm-hmm. no. After he retired from the Governator, he went back to acting because he could. Yeah. So yeah, he's doing that.
The final fight scene in that movie that he's the sheriff. Now that movie wasn't all that great, but the final fight scene I thought was pretty cool because he's an old man that's just still fucking large, and instead of it being a lot of fast action fighting, it was basically just Arnold grabbing and just pile driving the guy into the ground continually over and over again. I mean, it was really slow, but it was just like he just overpowered him like a wrestler. It was. Because he's old. But he's old in that movie. And of course he says, I'll be back at least 3 times in it.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
We've already seen it in the trailer for the new Terminator movie.
Yeah, so we know that. And I like that she goes, what?
Yeah. And we all went, what?
What a dumb thing to say just now.
What a dumb thing to have.
You're going
to
jump out of a helicopter. You'll be back. That's a great Arnold impression. That's really good.
You sound like Foggy Bear. Waka waka waka.
I'll be back. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well,
you know what? Look, if they do this right, it could be good. I hate when they cut out movies that they've already made and say, oh, we're just going to pretend like that never happened. I hate that shit. I hate it.
But they have to, because look at Superman 3 and 4 and how atrocious those movies were.
I know they were terrible, but it's like, dude, they happened. Figure it out. Don't be lazy.
No, I don't know. See, because in the 80s, 90s, there was such a string of bad movies that I don't have a problem. Like the two Alien movies, they're saying, well, they're going to make believe that those last Alien movies. I'm like, I'm fine with that because Alien 3 was terrible and Alien Resurrection was worse.
It was. I agree. Alien 3 was fine. I didn't hate it.
So
I didn't hate any of them. It's like, look, you made a mistake. Dude, fucking own it. You got to own it.
Yeah,
you can own it, but you don't have to, honor it by the next thing.
Yeah, but you can't be like, oh, that never happened.
Well, I don't know. You've all seen Alien 3, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the beginning of the film, how do you make a sequel with characters you like if in Alien 3 everybody's dead in the first 30 seconds? Well, it's very difficult. I went to see that movie.
Well, dude, shit happens.
I thought, what the fuck? I almost walked out of the theater.
Well, then they made the fourth one, and then that all happened. And then Alien versus Predator, and that all happened. And then AVP,
If we're getting Hicks back in the next Alien movie, I really don't give a shit about any kind of problems about what...
It's just...
Could you imagine being a kid when Transformers the movie came out and within the first 40 seconds of... And when first...
I was a kid when Transformers
I know, but...
I was mortified.
Yeah! In the first 40 seconds, all your toys...
All your heroes are dead kid's movie!
Yeah. They're all dead. My toys all suck now.
Oh, my God.
Cliff Jumper, no.
No. Prowl, why? Trax is gone. Oh, yes. Oh, no more Ryman. Scatman Crothers is out of a job.
Yeah. Just everybody's gone.
Yeah, and they had no problem with that.
And then Michael Bay's like, fuck it, Prime's coming back.
No, in the show they actually brought Prime back later that year. They put him in Rodimus, and then there was like, I mean, that whole show was crazy because they had like all this shit where like the Matrix went into Hot Rod and they became Rodimus Prime, and he was later the Automan. But he was having these like weird spiritual moments where he was talking to Prime and Optimus, and Optimus was coming back. It was like this really pretty crazy thing.
That was me. Sorry.
God damn it.
I was like, what?
Somebody calling me.
Anyway, I swear to God, I thought it was me. I was glad it
was. There was a lot going on in that TV show for a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, there was.
After that movie, it was like the drama of everybody. Half the Autobots were dead, and here's some new ones, by the way. And then they were like, oh, okay. Yeah. And they brought back some other ones. And then there was
of that era, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, they were doing stuff like that with even G.I. Joe, because, I mean, they killed Cobra Commander, and then Serpentor took over, and the Cobra Commander sort of came back, and it was like, there was just like so much stuff going on. It was just,
well,
and they weren't sloppy about it either. They weren't like, oh, let's just forget all that and we'll just start over from a new story from this point. They like had to work it all out, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, we got to figure out how we're going to work this into the story. They weren't just like, we'll just ask the audience to ignore that mistake. We don't like it. We're just too lazy to figure it out.
I really think that there is that span, that era where those cartoons that were coming out were just so good because that's how that they wrote them. They wrote them as cartoons that kids could watch, but things that adults could click into too.
Yeah like the Powerpuff Girls. Powerpuff Girls was brilliant. When my kids were young, watching the Powerpuff Girls, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. But see, just like everything else, those things were written to sell toys. And that was the whole premise behind the Transformers, the movie, was we got to get rid of all these toys because the new toys are coming out. Well, and they weren't going to be selling those anymore. Yeah, no, that was a conscious decision by Hasbro to wipe out everybody at the beginning of the movie.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so
and they did it. It was crazy.
And it scarred us all for life. I could watch Bambi's mom get shot over and over and over again. It's very difficult to watch the opening part of Transformers the movie. I was crying. Bambi's mom being buried.
Yawn.
What? Wow, a deer got shot in the woods? No shit.
What happened to Ironhide?
It's funny because it was sad to me. That never made me cry because I grew up in a country town. I've been hunting since I could walk along with my dad to the blind. So I was just like, somebody got dinner.
I had a much harder time with Mufasa dying because my homeland of Africa has felt very close to, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, clearly. Kuna Matata, Bob.
Yeah. No worries, except when beers end.
Oh.
When beers end.
Did you need to go get one?
If I will, I'll go get one.
Hurry up and go do that.
Why? What are you going to talk about? You going to talk about me while I'm gone?
Yes. Yeah, the next item on the list is Bob. No, I mean, everybody should have a beer. I mean, we're like halfway through the show, so go ahead.
All right.
Or whatever. It's the last one on the network, so.
Hey, Agent Carter was renewed.
We'll talk about Agent Carter being renewed.
Again.
Did we talk about that last time? Not last week.
No, we didn't talk about it last time because Scola was on. I know you brought it up the time before, and I was like, no, we talked about it the week before.
I don't remember.
sure. It's all right.
It's all right. I'm not even stoned. This show is going to be 10 episodes instead of 8. So, she'll be in L.A.
I will still only watch, 3. The first one.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2 is coming to Netflix June 11th, so I'll be able to catch up.
Oh, you're still behind on that.
Yeah. We have 10 episodes.
I'm behind
too. Oh, it's such a good show.
Hey, I'm not the only one. But we've been trying. It's horrible. We've been trying to watch the last two episodes of Daredevil, and we just can't. We can't do it. It's just try to do it yesterday. My daughter was going out to a movie. Tried to do it today. My other daughter's got a dance recital.
Those are like the best ones.
I know, but the thing is, it's just been really impossible to get three people with 2 hours together. My daughter comes downstairs. She says, "Do you want to watch it tonight?" I'm like, "Nah, doing a show."
Oh, what now? Instead, you should be doing that.
No, she asked me a couple hours ago. And I said, no, can't do it, because we got to watch two episodes, not just one. Because here's the thing. We know we can watch one, but we know that we're going to watch one, and we're going to want to watch the second one.
You're going to want to watch that last one. It's a good one.
So we gotta get 2 hours together.
Arleth, you've been watching. Have you watched the Daredevils?
I have. I haven't watched all of them. I kind of paced myself. But I did watch over half of them so far.
Okay. Yeah, it's really good. It's so good.
Well, on that note,
it is.
Vincent D'Onofrio is...
what's good?
Daredevil. They're talking about Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
These two aren't done with it yet.
I watched it
all in the first 2 days.
Two episodes.
Yeah, 2 days I was done.
Vincent D'Onofrio is going to be in the new Chips remake. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, no, because I think that was just announced today.
All right, well, he's on the Daredevil show, and he's going to be in the Chips remake. So
on the Daredevils.
That. Is he John?
I think he's the bad guy.
Oh.
Apparently there's going to be a Daredevil crossover with Chips. look for the Kingpin in the new Chips movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Rowan and Martin's Daredevil.
What else? The new dictionary, or the dictionary, I guess, has added a few
new words. The new dictionary. English is over.
Yep. Now
George Orwell was right. It's newspeak now.
Yes, now it's all emojis. Everybody. Yes, exactly. Make for a very interesting show next week.
Yeah, they added, like, WTF and jeggings and stuff like that to the dictionary. Like, what?
They added that. They added clickbait.
Clickbait, yeah.
What's clickbait?
Well, I'll tell you, but you won't believe the answer.
Yes, exactly.
Well...
That's a clickbait.
That's what clickbait is. It's those articles where they say, you won't believe what happened when this little girl
in
the room.
That's clickbait.
That's a clickbait. I hate those.
Yeah. Dark money has been
added.
And people
still fall for that shit. I don't understand.
Dark money?
Yeah. It was actually funny because clickbait was why I clicked on this story. Here was the headline, and this is why I clicked on it. You'll never believe what NSFW word Merriam-Webster just added to the dictionary, and I clicked on it. And
if clickbaiting is so easy to do, why the hell have we not come up with a clickbaiting website? I mean, how damn hard could it be? Just as a goof, just do it.
That'll be this show's headline. That'll be the title. Like, you won't believe what happens on this week's episode.
You won't believe what website we put together.
You won't believe what happens on this last episode on the DNC network.
Yeah.
This week. Dark money. I didn't even know that was a thing.
What is that?
Money contributed to nonprofit organizations that is used to fund political campaigns without disclosure to the donors' identities.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. WTF has been added.
What the fuck? Just what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck.
Is it what, the, and fuck already in the dictionary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The first person put all three of them together.
Just checking. Yeah, so I didn't realize they started putting sentences in the dictionary.
Here's what's in, these are. I'm looking at the words. Here's some things. Colossal squid is now in there. I didn't know that was not in there. Interesting.
I didn't know that was a thing.
But colossal and squid both already.
Now it's like a one-word thing. Yeah. It's a thing, one noun. Colossal squid is in there. Colony collapse disorder is a noun. It's a disorder of honeybees. It's characterized by sudden colony death due to the disappearance of an adult worker bees in a hive, while immature bees, the queen bee, and the honey remain, and that is of unknown cause.
So Montado?
It's going to be our demise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Net neutrality.
All right, I can see that being in there.
Click fraud. Emoji was added. Clickbait. Meme was added. Vocal fry.
So what's the definition of meme? I want to know.
Definition of meme is, it's a noun. an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. 2, an amusing or interesting item, such as a caption, picture, video, or genre of items that is spread widely online, especially through social media. An example, a cat in a t-shirt banging on a keyboard makes zero sense. But after people started adding the clip to the end of video bloopers as a joke, keyboard cat became a global internet meme. Okay. So there you go. Vocal fry. What is vocal fry? A vocal effect produced by very slow vibration of the vocal cords, characterized by a creaking sound and low pitch.
Huh.
Oh. No, make like, it stop.
What is that? No, it's the noise. Is it from the creature from The Grudge that makes that noise? There's a horror movie. There's a horror movie where they make that noise. I don't know if it's The Grudge
Ring. Here's the example. Oh, vocal fry. That gravelly, is she hungover tone you hear when Britney Spears and Emma Stone speak.
What?
Oh. So this is the vocal fry.
Oh.
That's what it is. Are we sure? Gets all fucked up.
Widespread among young women, doesn't project clarity or confidence in the workplace. Weird.
Are we sure we're reading Merriam-Webster's dictionary, not Urban Dictionary?
No, I am. Unabridged.merriam-webster.com.
Where's my Benson and Hedges?
Benson Hedges.
What? Egg corn. Noun. A word or phrase that sounds like and is mistakenly used in a seemingly logical or plausible way for another word or phrase, either on its own or as part of a set expression. Example, eggcorns are a particular type of language error. Though incorrect, eggcorns are often more satisfying or poetic than the correct word or expression. You don't know how to spell.
Well, so they just legitimized bad grammar, and it's now an eggcorn.
Yeah, instead of, it says, if you don't know how to spell the word acorn, then egg corn is a logical and satisfying alternative.
What? Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'm proud of this.
The honeybees cannot die fast enough.
I feel dumber.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
Oh. And I'm going to last longer than everybody when all the food supply is gone.
Wow. Neurofeedback has been added. Crema, or crema? a layer of creamy tan froth that forms on the top of a freshly made espresso. Wow. All these things I had no idea were things.
But they existed before they had words for them. Evidently, which is actually true of everything.
There's so many of them here, I can't even... Photobomb was added. Jegging was added. I don't know. Macaron has been added that wasn't be there before, really?
Macaroon?
Macaron.
Not that thing.
Yeah, it's a light, often brightly colored sandwich cookie consisting of two round discs made from a batter of egg whites, sugar.
Macaroon.
No, it's macaroon.
Macaroon.
There's no ooh. It's M A C A R O N.
That thing's been around since I was a kid. Macaroons.
I don't know.
Pronounced macaroon.
At least
by all of my baking friends.
No, you know what, it's macaroon.
You know where? No, you know what this is? This is the new NBA dictionary. This is how NBA players talk. That's what this is.
Is that your way of being racist without being racist?
No. there are plenty of black white guys in the...
Slendro.
Slendro, that sounds like something you would buy on TV.
A pentatonic tuning employed for Javanese gamelans that divides the
octave this shit up
into five roughly similar intervals.
I no longer believe anything that you
said. Like, look, here's the link. I'll put it in the thing. Here you go. Look, go read that.
So it's like a whole tone pentatonic scale? Is that what that is?
It's a pentatonic tuning employed for Javanese gamelans. I don't know if there's a typo in the dictionary.
I know gamelan. Yeah, look up gamelan. You'll see what that is.
Or Javanese, not Japanese, Javanese, that divides the octave into five roughly similar intervals. Example, any pair of notes in the Slendro scale is generally agreed sound satisfactory together.
I'm going to start playing in the Slendro scale.
You should. Dude, Rico's is not going to approve of that.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Sine wine. HSAIG-WAING. Sine wine. Traditional Burmese musical ensemble consisting largely of drums and gongs. Sine wine. HSAING-WAING. The first known usage of macaron was 1995, so must be macaroon, but...
When is de fuck going to be a word?
It might be. Let's see what's in here.
De fuck. D-A-F-U-Q. De fuck.
I don't see it here yet, but yeah, it should be.
I think we should petition for that. Who do we write in?
Yeah.
Merriam and Webster.
To fuck. Yeah.
Sharing economy.
Wow, disbelief.
I think we've hit all of these ridiculous things. I don't know. Lambrusco. A fizzy, fruity, somewhat sweet red wine from Emilia-Romagna region of Italy.
What? No, that doesn't exist. It's not real.
Isn't that lambic?
Lambrusco.
Hmm. Have you ever mixed lambic with Guinness?
No.
It's delicious.
I have Guinness upstairs.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, half and half. Let it percolate and fizzle through, and then drink it. It's good.
The Bob's actually pretty good at making drinks.
One of my best friends used to drink. Her drink of choice was loaded Coronas.
What's a loaded Corona?
Take a couple of swigs out of the top of your Corona and pour a shot of Patron into it.
Oh, wow.
Ugh, too old for that shit.
Wow.
All right, who? Just because I think we've talked about it before, but let's talk about it one more time. Who's seen the Mad Max movie?
Going Friday.
Finally!
Loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Talking about going next week sometime in the afternoon.
You just need to do it, dude. Just go do it. Yeah.
It's easy to say that.
I hear it. Just go do it.
Oh, my God. My life has been so busy.
Oh, I know. It's busy. But you know what? Instead of just, you know, watching Daredevil for an hour, go see that movie.
It was so worth it.
No, Mike, you need to clear your backlog of things you haven't watched and then get to Mad Max.
Well... Yeah, we're all going to have some sort of assignments that we're going
to
agree on.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have accountability, too. Right.
Because we're going to be doing more, I think, more to the pop culture, more movie, TV stuff moving forward. So we're going to have to...
And features and reviews. And
Would it be helpful if I said it was an assignment and you needed to go see it?
Nope.
All right.
What if the company covered your expenses?
Because I wanted to go to New York today with my family, and I couldn't.
The new company, I'm encouraged.
So you can assign me anything you want. It's not going to happen.
Well, I just thought, if you needed an excuse, we can always make one.
I mean, I could watch it by myself, but then, everybody else would be mad at me, so that's why we're trying to do it.
Who's everybody?
My family.
You're generalizing.
Well, we don't care about them. They're not on the show.
Well, I do. I have to live with them.
Well, you have to live with us.
Nope. Hey, trust me, man. I've had many families in and out of this house. You don't have to. You don't have to live with them forever.
Oh, well, it can be that problem.
Sometimes they just go away.
Okay.
True. Depends on how you want to live your life, I guess. Ew. Letterman ended. Speaking of.
Oh yeah.
That happened. That was sad.
That happened the moment he went to CBS, let's be honest.
In 1994.
I can't even remember the last time that I watched a Letterman show.
Right.
I'd watch him on and off, but it's like, you know, it's one of those things like he's just kind of that familiar thing that's always there, and now he's not. So
yeah, no, late night was brilliant, and then by the time he got CBS, he was always grumpy that he didn't get the Tonight Show, and you could tell for
what I liked about it. That's what I could identify with.
Well, I guess you could.
I mean, it's kind of like when the host of The Price is Right changed. You never watched it, but you were sad when it happened.
Yeah.
Right, because I like Drew Carey. He's from Ohio.
Yeah, Drew does a nice job.
Yeah, he does.
He does a very nice job.
He's no Bob Barker, but...
Bob Barker's nobody's really dead.
Nobody's Bob Barker.
Oh, by the way, I just want to tell everybody to spay and neuter your pets.
You should say that at the end. Don't forget that. When you're primping your stuff. I did see the... what horror movie took place in your home state?
Yeah, I forgot that Nightmare on Elm Street was set in Ohio. Fictional.
I didn't know that. I've never seen it.
Friday the 13th was New Jersey.
Was it?
Yeah.
Scream was California.
No.
Probably a lot of things were California.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was actually in Texas.
No shit.
No, really? Yeah. Wow,
thank you, Legolas.
Yeah. I didn't know that Nightmare on Elm Street. I've never seen that movie. I had no idea that it was. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
God.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if there's anything.
Go ahead.
I don't know if there's anything set in northern Michigan or not.
In northern Michigan.
I'm looking at the map. There's a map here, the United States of horror movies, right? New Jersey's got Friday the 13th, California's got Scream, Wyoming, because they have nothing. Wyoming has Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Was it where Devil's Peak or whatever it was, Devil's Tower?
Not exactly a horror movie.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They have nothing. So, Michigan, I can't read this. It's that's Wisconsin. No, Mr. Jingles.
Oh, well, he got that. But in the UP specifically?
Where was Leprechaun? Washington?
Leprechaun, North Dakota, it says.
North Dakota, here. That's what it was, North Dakota.
North Dakota, of all...
No, there is some... Oh, yeah, Mr. Jingles is spread across the UP and...
The non-contributing zero of the United States.
But here's Vermont has Beetlejuice.
That's true. Yeah.
What is that, New York?
Not a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. Come on, Jaws. Sure.
Jaws.
We had a few episodes of Supernatural that were filmed.
It wasn't filmed, though. It was the story was took place.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could be Montana and have alien abduction incident in Lake County. Nobody's ever heard of that.
What horror movie do you think came out of Nevada?
Tremors.
Yes, Tremors.
Mm-hmm. Or you could have Oklahoma Terror at 10 Killer.
Iowa has the Crazies.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
Minnesota has Jennifer's Body.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oklahoma has Splinter.
South Dakota originally has Badlands.
Yes.
The Ring in Washington, The Fog in Oregon.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Psycho was in Arizona. I didn't know that. See, I don't know where Lane is. The Hills Have Eyes was in New Mexico?
New Mexico, yeah.
See, now we're being tested.
Idaho Transfer came out of what state? Guess.
Which one?
Idaho Transfer.
Idaho.
Yeah.
I had no idea Evil Dead took place in Tennessee.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, this is actually pretty
interesting. I was supposed to know that. I don't know.
Did you know Jeepers Creepers was in Florida?
No.
No, neither. Pumpkinhead was in, what is that, Maryland? Virginia? I don't know what state that is.
Where was Christine set? That's a horror movie.
In your butt.
If it's by Stephen King, just assume everything is in Maine.
Probably right.
No, Children of the Corn was in Nebraska.
Well, that makes sense.
Is that Nebraska or is that Kansas?
That has to be Nebraska. They're the Cornhuskers.
Let's see. No, that's yeah.
Logical, right?
I think that's Nebraska. Then there's Iowa. Yeah, no, that's Nebraska. Halloween was in Indiana. I mean, there's something in everything. I mean, a lot of them are shitty, but guess where Deliverance was?
Where?
Georgia. Blair Witch Project. I don't know what state that is. West Virginia. No,
Delaware? I think it's Maryland.
Is that Maryland? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Pumpkinhead was North Carolina. Some of these I don't even know.
Wyoming needs a better horror movie.
A lot of them need better horror movies. Wyoming
have? Close Encounters.
Close Encounters. I mean, I could see it. So it's more of a sci-fi, in my opinion, but sure.
That's not. But you know, the thing is that movie didn't really take place in Wyoming until the very, very end. Most of it took place in Indiana.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're next.
Well,
in Missouri. Well,
anything else?
Nope.
We had some footage of from Suicide Squad of the new Batmobile, another new Batmobile chasing some kind of pimped out Joker mobile. God, it just looks worse.
Yeah, what the heck is with the Joker mobile? It doesn't look like anything that the Joker would drive.
What's the heck with the Joker? The whole thing looks terrible.
I know.
Bad news.
Doesn't look like the Joker.
No,
it doesn't.
Looks like some pimped out whatever, I don't know. That's why I said, I don't know what DC's doing. DC's just throwing shit at the wall.
Trying to compete with Marvel, and I just don't think it's going to work.
They don't know what they're doing. They're grasping and it's bad. Anyway, yeah, so some pictures.
I think they just really needed to pull some true fans under their wardrobe department, and maybe they would have done okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Okay, Bob is gone.
Oh, did he go get another drink?
He ran away.
No, I'm not here.
You cleaned the sex toys up off your bed?
No, the fucking cat's getting into shit, and I had to go throw shit at her.
All right, well, go ahead and throw out your stuff, whatever. Mike, anything to pimp there?
This Week in Trek on Tuesdays, World of Warcast once in a while.
Is that still a thing?
Star Mike on Twitter.
Arleth?
I just got back from Fanime. I'm prepping for a move and Anime Expo, and you can find me at Arleth Official Cosplay on Facebook.
There you go. Karaoke Bob?
You can now follow me on Twitter at LKaraokeBob. E-L. Karaoke Bob, that's right.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, isn't that great? And then also every week I do a show at StarWarsShow.com.
No, that's a thing now.
No, you don't.
You do this show, which is moving now, see?
Oh!
This is the last episode on the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. Thanks, Todd, for having us. We're going somewhere else where we'll probably fit in much better. But
we enjoyed it. We did.
We were here. Thanks for giving us a shot here, and we're going to go over there now. And so if you're listening and you made it this far, be sure to go over to eatgeekplay.com next week. Because the RSS feed's going to change most likely to theirs, and all that's going to go over there. The video is going to go to robotunderpants.com, and that's the only place you're going to see us doing the video. The audio feed will be on Eat Geek Play. There's a lot of stuff going on Eat Geek Play, interviews with a lot of actual celebrities, so we're going to be doing a little bit more.
What?
Yeah, I know. He actually talks to people that
you see. Oh, he does. I was like, oh, you don't.
No, oh. Bob and I talked to Lou Ferrigno.
We did.
Now, what is that audio?
It's on Geek News Central. Yeah. It's there.
It's there. We got it. And,
we talked to him. Then hopefully we'll have some more in the future. But Kevin over at Eat Geek Play has had – he's talked to Kevin Smith, and he's talked to Lance Hendrickson from, you know, the Alien movies you mentioned earlier. And he has, you know, actual celebs on the his podcast.
I thought Lou Ferrigno was great. He pretty much told us what assholes we were for what we ate, and then I went and then I ran right over and had a corned beef sandwich.
Yeah, and then we did strike and eat. Said, "Hey, we like to work out. If we were, we suck."
It's like,
"Hey, so you work out a lot. How do we become awesome with you?"
Yeah. Well, really big.
Well, we don't want to do that.
What you put in your body, and then, you know, I just came back from the gym, and I was working out, and before I came down here, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that'll never happen.
So our question was, "Hey, how do we look as good as you?" Well, you got to work out every day. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Well.
What if I get those electrodes that stimulate my abs?
He's like, "You know what? I don't want to work out every day either." Like, yeah, all right, bye.
But I always wanted to give 110%, and if I didn't give 110%, I'm like, it's only 100.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do math. It's fine, whatever.
It's anyway, okay.
So moving forward, going to be a lot more pop culture stuff, movie, music and TV shows and whatnot, things like that, comic books and whatever. And so, yeah, be sure you go over there. Moving forward, that's where we're going.
Nice.
And, pretty much, not much is going to change with this show otherwise. So
yeah, it'll be better over there somehow. Yeah,
we'll just fit.
Betterer. That's in Webster's dictionary.
I messaged Kevin today yesterday. I was like, "You ready for us next week?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm in Italy." Okay. All right. Well,
he's making preparations for our world distribution. Obviously. That's
right. We'll have a new logo. We'll have a new stuff, and then we'll be over there. So I'm at Langley. Check out eatgeekplay.com, and of course continue to check out Geek News Central. I'll still be writing some stuff and taking some pictures that'll show
and up. Don't forget, at Langley is for sale for $1 million.
$1.7 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, $1.7 million, sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna
Why 1.7 million? I mean, I guess if you're gonna ask, you might as well get the extra 700,000.
Well, I figure someone will haggle me down to 1.5, and then, you know.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. I just didn't know if there was some kind of actual valuation.
Yeah.
I evaluated it out of my ass.
Yeah. 1.7 mil, why not ask 2 million?
What happens is every once in a while someone on Instagram will message me and go, can you change your name so I can have it Langley? And I said, sure, for $1.4 million. And then they never hear from him again. So yeah, I mean, it's been a few weeks, so 1.7 now. Yeah.
I can't believe people actually ask you that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, you know what? Sure. You're right. What was I thinking?
Sure, I'm so stupid.
I'm too dumb. Some, like, 17-year-old. Sure, here you go. Or 15-year-old.
Who all of a sudden decides that he's Langley?
No, it's some chick, usually. It's usually a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's like, no, but you need to. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Of course you can for $1.7 million. Yeah. And then I never hear from him. It works. And if someone decides, my daddy's got a bunch of money and they want to give me $1.7 million, then, well, hey, I will take it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I figured that would work.
Actually, you should register Langley 1.7, like, right now. That way you have something to switch to, like, immediately.
Yeah, well, I'll figure something out. I have a few other backups I won't mention, but, you know.
Oh. Yeah,
I've got like 20 Twitter accounts. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I have yet to send out my first tweet too. I don't know.
Oh, well, you should do that before next week.
I don't think I ever tweet.
You should both pimp out the show next week because that's where we're headed.
Yeah. I have zero followers.
I think,
for your
I think
millions followers.
Oh, I got a whole crap ton of followers, but I think all of my tweets are just auto posts from my Instagram.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah,
because it auto shares from my Instagram.
A lot of mine are too. Although Eurovision happened over the weekend, and I tweeted. That's like the only time
that's
Super Bowl and the Oscars are the only times I really do tweeting. Because I just make.
I think the only time I tweet is during Gish Wishes, when I do Gish Wishes.
What the hell's that?
So, The greatest international scavenger hunt in the world. Misha Collins from Misha Collins from Supernatural does it, and it's a big charity scavenger hunt, international scavenger hunt.
Neat. All right. Well,
one more thing. Okay, I have to. I have to say, June 4th, go Cavs in the.
Oh NBA. Yeah, that last game. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was it 30 points? 118-88 or something?
Yeah, 30-point win over the Hawks.
Wow. Insane. Wow. For a playoff.
Yeah, we have playoff. LeBron James. You again. Don't.
Well, yeah, again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. We have LeBron James.
All right. Well, we'll see where that goes. It's Cleveland, so the blub, you know, flub it somewhere.
Just shut it.
Expecting nothing because I know better.
I know.
That's why I'm ruined in life. Because
I know.
I've been ruined by Cleveland sports teams. It's ruined my life. I try to expect things, and then I know that they're just not going to happen. I'm just pessimist because of Cleveland sports.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even want to talk about it.
But, yeah, all right. Let's end this, and you guys stand by for a few minutes. And yeah. So everybody else, we'll see you next week at eatgeekplay.com. See you there.